Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, Boots on the Ground, we talk with Michael Smith with Linus Welding Training.
I'm Michael Smith, and I'm with Linus Welding Training out of Bismarck and Fargo, and I'm the recruiter for the school.
Now, are you guys an actual university school, or are you just a recruiter, or how does that work?
We're a non-traditional post-secondary education facility, so after high school or career changers, they can come to us, and we're non-traditional in the fact that we teach nothing but welding, no general classes, so we're short-term. Anywhere from 1 week to 12 weeks. After 12 weeks, they can come out a certified pipe welder, ready to go to work.
So it's not like, I call it Moorhead Tech out of Fargo, which is a Minnesota Technical College now, I think, and I apologize, Moorhead Tech people, that for your non-correct name, but you're something completely different than that. So it's a little more specialized and a little more targeted?
Very trade-specific, targeted on the need for welders, and that's all we teach. We don't teach anything other than welding. We teach some pipe fitting, some blueprint reading, and welding symbols. Other than that, it's all hands-on education back in the shop. It's great for someone who doesn't want to take that English class or what just wants to get out in the field and go to work.
So to me, I'm not sure if welding has changed much in the last 20 years, but I'm sure it has because everything has changed with technology. How technical has welding gotten these days? It seems like a pretty, I took it in eighth grade, you know, an old shop class, I guess. So to me, it seems like that it's a pretty basic technology, but how much has it changed?
Well, it is basic in the fact that it's melting and fusing metal. But technology, computers have influenced everything from the welding machines. So dialing in the amperage, dialing in the volts, it becomes a pattern in the machine, which makes it easier and you get better results. You can be more specific on the materials you're welding. And so it has touched lives, but even more so in safety nowadays, advancements in equipment, helmets, personal protective gear that make welding a safer job, a cleaner job than it was 20 years ago.
I was talking to some people in the Rocky Mountain region who represent welding in the Rocky Mountains. And they were saying a number of companies in Wyoming, for example, were starting to pay for people to go to welding school or to get a trade as opposed to a four-year degree. Are you finding that any of your students or anybody along those lines are getting their companies to pay for their education?
You know, that's something we've explored, and we're working with companies to kind of see if we can do a sponsorship sort of thing. Some of the other colleges do that. They're sponsored by a particular business, and we're trying to look at that. But there's so much diversity and so much need for welders, not just locally, that it might pigeonhole some of our students to have to work for someone when there might be a better need somewhere else.
We used to joke back in 2012, 2013, if you were a pipe fitter, a welder, or a plumber, you were like a deity or a demigod out here in the Bakken because you had to be certified by the state and there were some extra hoops you had to go through in order to be one of those three professions. Are you seeing an increase in the last 5 years here in North Dakota, same numbers or decrease?
You know, we're seeing about steady numbers, a little bit of an increase. The decline in the Bakken has taken up in other areas, especially structural welding, construction. So we're still a need for certified welders. It just is kind of shifting from a pipeline work to agriculture to structure. It just kind of goes depending on the environment. So our welders come up prepared to capitalize on any flux in the market and go to work where the jobs are.
To listen to the full-length interview with Michael Smith, from Linus Welding Training, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Army's West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more. Vine for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota.
The Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day.
Through the open window came, like Sinatra in a younger days, pushing the town away.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And United Frac. For more information, give them a call at 713-352-0556. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Hey, oh, mama, hey, life in a northern town.
Hey, folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is, without a doubt, my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The fourth annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Army's West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota.